In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sorry to bring you in on that note, Jason.
No, bring him in. No, let's break it down. No, on that third and seven in the third quarter, I just wasn't really sure what they were doing with the play action fake on that
ignore,
one. Jason, break that down a little bit as we talk about the Raiders here.
Jason, ignore this.
I turned the game off, so I couldn't tell you what they were doing.
Like a true fan. I'm not watching this crap.
No. And there's nothing good about watching an entire Raider game. So you watch enough to realize they're keep on making their march toward the number one pick, and then you go about your day. I turned on the Packers and Bears. At least they're playing for something.
It was a good game. It was a real good
game. Yeah, I mean, it ended on an interception, but I don't think it was, you know, Caleb's like 19th or whatever, however many Geno's thrown.
Caleb is I still don't
Caleb
feel
is
good
Caleb. About it. Caleb is going to do Caleb things, so
I don't know about Caleb. I still hadn't seen enough. I don't know about him.
Yeah,
he was like 19 or 37 on Sunday.
Shoot, I mean, I'd take that. They released in the game.
Good point.
You know, but hey, I mean, you let a team get like 3 8-minute drives on you. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm not even moved by the Raiders. I'm like, all right, whatever. I said Philly should be back on track at least for one game on Sunday.
You guys might get them.
Well,
you guys might get them.
You only have to score 20 points, Jay. If you can get to 20, you won.
That's a struggle for them. I mean, that's tough. I mean, getting beyond like 12 is usually they get to 17 as the Raiders. You're like, oh my God, what happened? So I have zero faith in them to do anything except mess up at this point. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're doing. I don't really even care. I'm just glad Kenny woke me up this morning, texting me about the Dodgers. That was cool.
See, this is why I say he'd be tripping every week, man. He tripping again. It's crazy, man.
That song goes hard though, don't it,
sir? This propaganda that you push needs to
stop. What propaganda? You like that song? You told me.
All right, man. Do you have evidence of me saying this? No, you don't. Just like all your little stupid Dodger tweets. How the hell did y'all get Edwin Diaz, bro? Hey, man, we need to – what did Dame Lillard say that 1 year? We need to get back – oh, no, it was Kevin Durant. We need to get back to going at these people, get back to competing. Everybody want to join up. We need to get back to competing.
You got your song playing. Oh, man, that's rough, Jay.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
All right, man.
That is rough.
All right.
That is rough.
All right, man. Well, look, I can't say this about Jason. You must be having a great time seeing the Chiefs' downfall.
Mm.
Oh, this is lovely. I mean, as a professional hater that I am, I mean, I get. I mean, I'm like, hey, we got a spot on the couch for y'all. Yeah. Welcome to the off season. Come on and join us. Yep.
They ain't been there in a long time.
I was gonna say Patrick Mahomes not making the playoffs is kind of crazy. He's just penciled in to the conference finals, the conference championship. He's not even going to the postseason.
I'm like, come on, you know, hey, the weather can, you know, it's kind of cold in Missouri around, you know, January. Go ahead and start, you know, Cancun's nice, I hear, around mid-January. Go check it out for us, you know, let us know what it's like.
Do you feel you know who the best team in the NFL is right now?
No, I'd still go with the Rams, though.
Okay.
I'd still go with the Rams, even though they went out there a couple of weeks ago and lost in Carolina. I'd still go with the Rams. I just think they're the most complete team, top to bottom. I mean, I'm still not sold on Drake May. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold. I like Denver's defense, but I'm like, how many times can you fall behind? And, you know,
Jay, are you okay?
I'm fine, man. They're going the other way.
What is going on in your neighborhood on a Tuesday afternoon at 3:30?
I don't know. I was running a little late because I kind of got stuck in a little traffic. We were trying to drive, and some of the young ladies who offer tourism along Sonoma Boulevard were holding up traffic.
Oh.
Please move. I'm trying to get somewhere, but people like to stop and have conversation about the sights and sounds of Northern California.
I'm positive that's what they were talking about, were the sights and sounds.
Exactly. So you never know. You never know. In this
Northern California is a weird name for her, but that's fine. It is different in Vallejo, I guess. It's different in Vallejo. I'm with you on the Rams, though. Mm. The loss against Carolina didn't shake me much, but I could see these playoffs could go in any direction, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, this is a year where the sixth seed could run the table, and it probably wouldn't seem crazy.
Mm-mm. Not to,
Yeah,
everybody got a shot. It feels like everybody that's in that playoffs got a shot.
Yeah, like if Detroit gets in, depending on who they draw, they could make noise. I mean, I still think it's wild that Phillip Rivers could be in the playoffs. Like, wasn't he on the Hall of Fame ballot this year?
Yeah, it was the semifinals. I think they said.
doesn't he have a kid playing in college?
Kyle Madsen said he has grandkids.
He has kids everywhere. He has kids. He's probably taking this job because he has to feed his kids.
He's probably sick of his kids at this point. Like, oh my God, I'd rather go get chased by Will Anderson Jr. than be home with all nine of you. Like, I mean, legit, doesn't he have a son in college right now playing quarterback somewhere?
That sounds about right. Yeah, I would assume so.
Would he be the first NFL player to be active in the league while his son is in college playing?
I'd have to imagine. LeBron, I think was the first player ruled out with arthritis, so I got to imagine that Phillip Rivers is the first to have it.
I mean, I'm just like, that is crazy. It's like, father, if you would have told me a month ago Phillip Rivers could be the difference between the Colts making the playoffs. Hey, as long as it's not the Chiefs, I don't really care who gets in.
Well, you got your wish. It ain't gonna be them.
No, I'll believe it for sure when I see that little X by their team name in the standings. Yeah, I'll believe the devil's dead when I see that. But then that just means Patrick Mahomes will pay a visit to whoever the Illuminati or something. They'll sacrifice someone or something, and they'll win like three more. Mm. So, but yeah, I'm going to enjoy this as much as I can because if you're a Raider fan, there's not a whole lot to. There's really nothing to enjoy.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm enjoying all the other sports. The NFL's not kind of like background noise for me. I'm enjoying every other sport.
So you're the perfect person actually to ask my theory on. I watched the Lakers for the first time in a couple weeks with LeBron back, and LeBron played fantastic against Philly, but it was a little jarring to me because I felt like LeBron was just there, just at work. And he didn't seem to have any connection with the group, with the franchise, nothing. I said, like, just there, just not to get fined. Is that the vibe you get from LeBron when you watch him play with the Lakers this year?
I get nothing. I get the vibe that he's an old man who ain't been around for a minute, ain't played a lot of basketball this year. But I've felt like if the Lakers had any chance to ever be a real contender during his last years, he couldn't be their best player. They had to have somebody kind of ascend to, I'm going to be the number one guy. And AD just didn't have that dog in him to be the number one guy. And now, I mean, if all things are clicking, he's their third best player. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not in stature, but I mean, in terms of importance of who needs to play well. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad place to be for them.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably going to, I mean, there's times where I watch him like, God, he looks old all of a sudden. But his version of looking old is like not the regular version of looking old. It's like, okay, his head's not above the rim on the dunk this time. Maybe he's tired. But I think they're fine, even though Rich Paul's on podcast, you know, saying stuff.
Bro,
you know?
What's he doing, Jay? Like, what was the point in him making that remark about them?
I have no idea. I mean, I know Rich, but I have no idea. It's like, didn't they try to get Pat Riley to fire Eric Spoelstra?
Yeah, there. I don't know. There's the line that LeBron asked Pat, you don't ever get the itch to get back down there? And Pat said, no, Eric is our coach. And I think that was the end of it, but that line has always kind of circulated.
It's just like kind of like, you know, look, I just don't get the point of saying that when, you know, I don't get it. You know, I was just like, as if the Lakers are sitting around, have they made some bad decisions? Some questions? Yeah. But to act like they're sitting around not trying to win. Like, in terms of NBA franchises, you know, they're still up there. Mm-hmm. He made it sound like he plays for the Clippers or something, or like he plays in.
Don't say it.
He just made it sound. He made it sound like LeBron's in purgatory right now, and they need a complete. A change in everything. It's like, well, no, I think they're going to be okay.
So I want to give the quote, and to be clear, not Rich Paul. Not a person on the planet would start this by saying and talking about the Sacramento Kings. And start by saying, I don't think they have enough to get to the Western Conference Finals.
Not associated.
Their style of play will be very easy to defend when you get into this playoffs. That's Rich Paul, well, for whatever reason.
The part he's like, well, Pat Riley like establishes the thing, and the Lakers need to get better in the area of, like, I guess establishing a championship mindset. I'm like, you realize a lot of guys leave Pat Riley hating him, and it takes years to recover.
I think LeBron was one of them. Like, I don't think LeBron had warm and fuzzy feelings about Pat Riley at all.
Yeah, my thought was, saying all that, why did you ever leave Miami?
My conspiracy theorist thought process behind it is, I don't think LeBron is like 100% okay with him not being the guy in LA, or at the very least, he's not okay with how everything went down. And when Rich says that thing about the style of play, because it doesn't feel like things run through LeBron no more, I'm making a correlation. What do you think about that?
I think there's definitely probably some feeling still, because ever since the whole Russell Westbrook experiment, it feels like the organization's kind of shifted toward, maybe we don't have to run everything through clutch. You know? Mm. And I believe Luka and Ayton, I believe they're both Bill Duffy clients. Mm. So I think, you know, you're getting some different influence now. It felt like for a few years, the Lakers were beholden to clutch in every way possible. Like, you know, hey, you're with clutch. Well, so, you know, how long was KCP there before LeBron? I think there's really no graceful way, unless LeBron was in Cleveland. I don't know there's a graceful way at this stage of his career, because he's still a top 10, top 15 player. Mm-hmm. The thing is, they traded for a top 3 player. And for them to win, it's got to be Luka's team. There's just no way around that. And I don't think that takes away from LeBron at all, but I think over in recent years, I think LeBron has wanted a way to kind of get that burden taken off of him every night. And now I think he's got it. But I also kind of feel like they drafted your kid. I mean, you know what? Just chill.
He did try to convince us for 2 years that this was Anthony Davis's team.
And no one bought it. Now, AD didn't even buy that.
AD was like, LeBron said what?
Yeah, no one bought that. No, come on.
LeBron changed his name to AD? That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, no one bought that. And I think that, you know, because Rich Paul kept saying they're building for the future. And I'm like, you act like they're in a full rebuild. They're like second in the West right now. He's talking like they're like 10 and 15. It's like they're building for the future as if they're just, you know, like they're tanking.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it sound like you're griping because LeBron's not the man. Because I mean, to talk about them like whether they keep making these building for the future comments, it's like they're doing okay right now. I mean, a lot of teams would take being 17-6 right now.
Yeah,
it's a very weird comments to make, especially given how they've played they're playing right now. Yeah, if they were, like I said, they were a 500 team, you know, if they were, you know, getting blown out every other night, I'd get it. But I just thought it was a weird, it's kind of a weird thing to say right now. And I'm glad Max kind of pushed back on that. Like, so, like, what are you saying? Like, what is your client not getting all the, like, what are you saying with that? And also, the Lakers have new ownership. So, all those areas that they were cheap at and they kind of skimmed around, I think those days at crypto were over. I just think, but it feels like the Lakers have been avoided the LeBron kind of, even if it wasn't from him tweeting, that kind of the distraction thing with LeBron the last couple of years, we were due for one. And so, why not just go talk about how they can't make the Western Conference Finals and they're going to pressure the front office to make moves or whatever the hell they're doing. Who cares? I mean, 17-6.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what, to me, that's the most annoying part. They're 17-6. They're not 6-17.
Right. Yeah.
Who would be 6-17?
Or 6-18.
Yeah. Who would do that?
I was going to say it'd have to be better.
Crazy. Those Clippers. I mean, my God.
Yo, so you talk about Clutch's influence at the crypto being gone. It appears Chris Paul's influence on the Los Angeles Clippers is gone. What has your interactions been with Chris Paul in the past? And were you at all surprised when you saw this story break last week?
I haven't had a lot of interaction with Chris Paul. I probably had my longest conversation with him when he was still in New Orleans. So that's how long it's been. I was working on this big old story. It was around the time where the Kings were looking at relocation and, you know, and I was working, it never published at the B, but we're working on a story basically saying if the Maloofs can't own this team, what could happen? So remember at that time, the Pelicans or the Hornets, they were New Orleans Hornets were being run by the league. So I was talking to, you know, at that time, Dale, I talked to Chris Paul, went to a practice, the whole nine. But it's been no secret around the NBA that Chris Paul is difficult to play with, that he is not, you know, that he's going to, you know, kind of grind on you. Some people kind of felt like that might have been why he would have worked with Kobe, because they were both kind of just these weird, like crazy driven, detail oriented. They're hard on teammates. And I just think it's hard to hear that when your team sucks and you're not playing. And that team revolves around Kawhi Leonard, plain and simple. Even if he's not playing, that is Kawhi.
That's
team.
Why you're 6-18.
Yeah. Man. And it's just to me, the craziest part was when you hear, well, he was being critical and he was trying. I'm like, what did you think you were getting back? You guys had him. Like, what did you think? James Harden played with him. This is not some guy you didn't know. Like, what did you expect? Like, you know, he was changing the plays on defense. I'm like, you know, and it cost you a game. I'm like, you have what, 18 losses? What are they like 6-18, 6-19 or something crazy?
Right there with
that's
the Kings.
Bad.
I'm pretty sure that your biggest problem is not Chris Paul changing a play.
Right.
But if we got that one game where Chris Paul made a suggestion. And even that story is crazy because they were like, well, he told a young player. that. The Clippers don't really have any young players.
Right. What were their names again?
Kobe Brown and Kobe. I forgot the other guy. There's two Kobe.
They're like the oldest team in the league. And then you hear the other report. I think it was from Chris Haynes that the player he told that to was Kawhi. you got way bigger problems than Chris Paul being critical. You know, but I get, you know, on the other hand, you know what? You can't, you know, if the coach doesn't want to hear it, kind of it is what it is. But to treat one of your, you know, I mean, whether they like it or not, he's one of their, he's going to be, what, the first guy to go into the Hall of Fame who's been primary, who's best known as a Clipper? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nobody else. And to treat him like that. But then again, remember they compared Blake to MLK and Michael Jackson and said he'd be a Clipper for life and traded him like 4 months later. Mm. So, I mean, you know, then I read somewhere he said that maybe it's changed, but in the days following, Ballmer hadn't even talked to Chris Paul. Mm. So it's like, well, you know, yeah. So it's kind of like, dang, you know, that's how you – their two biggest names who were quote-unquote Clippers, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin – got kicked out the door rather unceremoniously. But some people in the league were like, you know what? Don't forget how he left the Clippers, where he was like and criticized the culture on the way out the door when he was the culture setter. So you hear both sides. I just think there had to be a better way than to send that man home at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There had to be. I don't care what there had to be a better way to do that. Because no matter what the Clippers just had a tribute video for him, like, 3 days earlier. Hmm. But maybe that was a sign. Maybe they got the video out the way. They're like, okay, we took you back to Charlotte, you know, so hey, bye.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What took you back to Charlotte is crazy. I took him back to North Carolina.
Okay, you got one more game in your home state. Now go home for good.
What do the Clippers do right now, man? I mean, obviously CP3 isn't necessarily connected to that, but they don't have no draft picks, first or second round, for much of the next couple years. They're 6-17, I think we talked about. I mean, are they... We feel like they have to be trying to do things to get better right now, like make trades, add people to get better this year, because there's no incentive to do anything other than that because you don't have any draft picks.
And for them, what sucks for them is that they already used their best trade piece. That would have been Norman Powell. And really, looking around, they should have kept Norman Powell. Mm. I mean, and they used that to get John Collins. So it's like, I don't know, it, you know, within in the off, I don't know what they can do. I really don't, because I'm not familiar off the top of my head where they are when it comes to the salary cap and the apron and all that. I think they're kind of just, it's just cricket. They came into the year thinking they could be a title contender. And they're not a title contender. Like, they're the oldest team in the league. Your best player can't stay healthy. The guy you brought in to be a help with the scoring, he's out for the year. I mean, it sounds crazy to say they're wasting James Harden.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what they can really do at this point. I mean, I think outside of Zubats, I mean, I don't think they have what do they have that's like tradable, that's like under the age of like 33? I mean, you sign Brook Lopez and don't play even that. He's not even in the rotation. They're just kind of, it reminds me of, remember back in the day when the Lakers signed all those old guys and we're like, yeah, we got this. And then everybody got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Dwight, Steve Nash. Yeah.
Yes. And it's pretty much what they've done now. They got all these, they went out and made these moves. And, you know, our guy Bogey's been out. You know, and nothing's going to – I've never seen a Tyronn Lue team this bad on defense.
Did you call him our guy Bogey?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were happy for him.
Really throwing the word around we and R a little too.
That's still I still got love for him. I ain't got no issue. I don't know. Did he like diss?
No, I don't have no problem with Bogey. What drove me nuts is when he was traded. Oh, man, so happy. Bogey finally on the stage. As if Bogdan Bogdanovic was a king for like 15 years and just suffered in the disastrousness this is this organization. And oh, thank God, so happy. Bogey got to Atlanta and he's playing on the big stage. And it's like, man, will you shut up? That dude was here like 3 years. He sucked like everybody else did. And now he's gone.
Wow.
That's a long list of players.
Wow.
Our guy, Bogey. Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Hey, I'm just saying, I like the guy.
I'm sure he's a fine individual.
I didn't mean to set you off.
He was talking a little. He was talking a little slick to the king in the gold medal game, though.
Oh yeah,
and Steph was like, "Oh word,
yeah."
That wasn't the gold medal game. That was the semis.
Yeah,
he was talking a little slick to the king in the semis.
He's a talker.
That man ended that game on the floor crying in tears. Just happened.
Hey Jay, look at the real American over here.
Man, I was just commenting that the guy is dealing with an injury. I didn't mean to unleash all this. Man, Bogey's gonna get sent this clip. I'm like, I thought me and Jason were cool. I had no idea all this. I mean, dang, almost like I said Spencer Hawes or something.
The entire city remains happy for Bogdan Bogdanovic and his lengthy 3-year tenure with the Sacramento Kings. Jay's different. He covered the team. That's fine.
Hey, yeah, I'm talking from the guy I knew, you know, but did he get a tribute video when he came back? Because, you know, everyone gets a tribute
question.
Video now.
I can't remember.
I mean, it was COVID, so I don't know if anybody was there. I don't know. If they haven't, they need to give him one already.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm very anti-tribute video at this point. I'm like, everybody don't need a video.
Mm.
They said Dylan Brooks got one going back to Houston. I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, hey, you know what? Dylan Brooks is he's one of the most unique players in the entire league. Mm. He's really important to the team that he's on at the time. Mm-hmm. When you look at like Memphis, even Houston still holds a little bit. Now, I think a lot of it is Ime. Too, but Houston still holds a little bit of that Dylan Brooks identity, and we see it in Phoenix right now. Phoenix is significantly better than I could have imagined. I thought they were going to stink.
Yeah, he brings some intangibles that I think every team needs. He brings toughness. You know, I still would dare him to shoot 25 times a game. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's one of those guys, like I said, he reminds me of, you know, the same way Matt Barnes was when he was at his best. There's some guy, you know, when Patrick Beverly was at his best, there are some guys you hate until they're on your team. Then you're like, you know what? I see why he was on, you know, why he's valuable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, he's hit the Lakers for like, what, 31 and then ran his mouth about LeBron again, which means he'll pay for that probably down the road. But, you know, he talked his talk about, you know, he's like, I don't bow down. No, I'm not bowing. I'm like, chill, dude, chill.
I like Dylan Brooks. I like Dylan Brooks.
I'd like him more if he didn't talk, because I feel like when he talks, he says something where it's like, this dude.
It's part of the package.
I guess it is. I guess
it's like,
it is.
Now, but it's like you're Dylan. It's like, chill, you're Dylan Brooks. Chill. Like, I don't bow down. Chill, my man. Chill. Chill. Like, I hear you, but come on now. You know, but yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of teams that are struggling, they don't have guys like that. I think your team needs a couple of, you know, tough guys. The guys who are not like in the fake tough guy, I'm going to start a fake fight tough, but just like gritty type players who don't mind saying, hey, I'll defend the best wing player on the other team.
Yeah. I was just going to say the funny thing about Dylan Brooks is if they were selling, then I bought. I was a mark for it, but it seemed like the nicest guy on the court of gold. Like when he was with his family. I've seen other videos of him on the streets of L.A. Yeah. He seems like the complete opposite of what you would think Dylan Brooks is in real life. Mm-hmm. But when he gets on that court, he'd just be talking crazy, maybe doing crazy stuff, all that.
Isn't that what they say about Jason's BFF, Draymond?
Oh, yeah. They said we would love Draymond.
So cool. That sentence has absolutely been said to us. If you saw Draymond, if you hung out with Draymond off the court, you'd love him.
I mean, the time I hung out with him, he's almost like impossible not to like.
You played dominoes with him.
Yeah, and I beat him. Oh. He says I didn't, but I had the proof. I took a proof. I was leading the game when the game ended.
Look at it. He tried to stop the game when he was losing.
It wasn't quite that.
Tried to stomp Jason's chest like, hey, man, get your ass out of here.
Have you seen those TikToks they're doing about Draymond now?
Oh, no.
They got this new trend of taking every Draymond incident and like trying to like put like a nice spin on it. Like with Sabonis, it goes in the middle of a game, Draymond noticed that his friend Domantas Sabonis had a bug on his chest. So he stepped on the bug and then used his magic power. They got a whole bunch of them. Like he was in during the game, he saw that Clay and Rudy were discussing their hair grease, and they got it, and they got really heated about this. So Draymond, missing out on the discussion, gave Rudy a hug and said, let's go in the back and talk. I mean, there's a whole
I gotta see these.
They are hilarious. Like, you know, what was one of them? He said he noticed the guy shooting a layup off balance, so Draymond ran in and knocked him down to make sure that his fall would be okay. The guy's holding his face. And, you know, he was overcome with emotion that Draymond was so nice.
That is amazing.
And whenever he's ejected, it's like, and the referee thought Draymond had been so nice, he sent him back to the locker room to go get a reward for what he had done. I mean, I'll send him. These things are hilarious.
Yeah, I'm pulling those up here in a heartbeat. Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you for joining us. I think we got one more. We got one more appearance with Jason Jones this year.
Yeah, man.
Next week, we'll close out 2025 together.
Yeah, coming off a Raiders loss for sure.
If they win, that's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Oh, if they win, oh my God.
I don't want to hear from anybody from Philadelphia for the rest of, forever.
Oh, like, you're going to hear from everybody from Philadelphia, but it ain't going to be about the Raiders. It ain't gonna be about the Raiders.
They out there egging the coordinator's house, and
man, they egging the wrong person's house. Not that I condone that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not of it, but yeah, I'll catch y'all next week.
All right, thanks, Jason.
All right.
That's the professor right there, Jason Jones.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.